More.
I am the greatest fighter of all times. And when I hit you with a hard right hand, you will fall.
Hmm? What's good, everybody? Robin E here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, appreciate y'all for tuning in with me on all of my episodes, because y'all really ain't had to do that, but y'all did it. Y'all did it. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Pillow Talk Podcast, and the IG Robin E 93, and the YouTube Robin Yvette. Man, it has been already an amazing year for your girl personally. Y'all got on my ass about doing a solo episode, and I'm not mad at you. I've been dropping a lot of interviews, so make sure you guys check out all of the latest interviews that I have done. They are all on YouTube as well as the podcast stream. But today it's just me, okay? You just got Robin E on the mic, so make it do what it do. Finally got some downtime, and y'all know what I love to do with downtime: watch black media. And I had the opportunity to watch some amazing black media in the new year, from American Skin to One Night in Miami. We're gonna do a review and we're gonna break it down like only Robin E can do it. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. First and foremost, let's get into our newly elected president, Joe Biden, and our vice president, Kamala Harris. Okay, yes, yes, yes. Now, we don't have to get too deep into the politics today, because if you have been diving, I don't know if that's a word, but if you have been diving into politics, and you'll know, of course, Joe Biden is no saint and neither is Kamala Harris. And just like with any politician, honestly, there are some dark avenues that lead to them, unfortunately. But I think that this moment right now is trying to bring more of a, I don't know, wholesome aspect to America, a realistic aspect to America. Let's not forget that we were under the presidency of a reality star. You know, we were under the presidency of someone that initially bought their way into the election. And even though Trump wasn't all that bad, I ain't gonna sit here and shit 100%, because again, if you're into the politics, and you'll kind of know the ins and outs, but he wasn't a president. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the humane aspects that come with being a president. He wasn't trying to create an equality type of situation. All he did was really bring about the racism that we were already aware of in America to the forefront. So we definitely had to get that motherfucker out. But please keep in mind that this moment is a moment to kind of reevaluate the power of the people and how the influence of other powerful people can change the way things go. The Democrat Party was able to really tear some shit up and really take some things over. So now it's going to be a matter of put up or shut up. I just want to say that real quick. I ain't going to get too deep into the politics, because y'all ain't going to fuck me up about that. But you know what I'm saying? I am happy that Trump is out of office. Let's just get it there. So it's been cray cray for me. I'm still working at my job. Shout out to Yep Nation. I'll go ahead and put it out there, because it is a real business and it's a real corporation, media company. And we have a lot of projects that we're launching this year. I have an app that I'll be on this year as well. So once that gets launched and we have a little more detail, I'll be promoting that as well. You know what I'm saying? Your girl trying to get her business mogul going. Personal life, it's up and down, but I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pregnant. There's always that. So whenever I have downtime from doing all of the things that I do in the real world, you know I love to kick my feet up, roll a nice wood, and watch some black media. And I love how in 2021, damn, we in 2021, y'all. I love how in 2021, already in January, we've been able to see multiple black media depictions in different, you know, variances. And I love, 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 love that aspect. And I'm the type of person that will sit and watch the shit back to back to back to back. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I watched these movies, and they were great as well. But I definitely slid some Jamie Foxx in there. I just got my Star subscription cracking on Amazon. Shout out to you. So I had to rewatch that. Jamie Foxx is funny. He is funny. And we don't give him the flowers he deserves. We need to have a Jamie Foxx and Martin and Fresh Prince conversation. Anywho, aside from me watching that, I had an opportunity to watch these amazing depictions of Black media. And I, of course, I want to do a review of them with y'all. That's cool. We can do that. First and foremost, again, shout out to the motherfuckers that have been writing me, asking me to do a solo episode. Y'all are lit. Clearly, y'all are the basis of Pillow Talk. Y'all are the original Pillow Talk wave. Y'all got on my ass. I didn't realize it had been a while. I did a solo episode like 5 episodes ago, so I don't even know what y'all tripping on. But interviews coming left and right, so I just want to make sure that I'm giving everybody that platform so that they can express themselves as needed. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Into it. Okay, I had a few cups of wine, so excuse me. First and foremost, I had the pleasure of watching One Night in Miami with my best friend. We rolled up and we were able to watch that movie. And I love watching Black media with people that love Black media because we like to talk about the media as it's happening. Okay. I'm one of those type of people that will watch something and be like, oh, that's so-and-so from so-and-so and he played this. Or, you know, that's not really true. What really happened in real life. I'm one of those people. I'm sorry. I am. And some of my friends are, so that's why we watch shit together. But we had the opportunity to watch that together, and we really were able to dive in into this moment of time and get a better depiction of what it was like to be a powerful Black man during that era. Starring Kingsley Ben-Adir, he played Malcolm X, shout out to him. Leslie Odom Jr., he played Sam Cooke. So he also played in Hamilton. That's what he's mostly known for. Aldis Hodge, he played Jim Brown. He was in Straight Outta Compton and a few other movies as well. Then Ellie Gore, he played Cassius Clay. And he also had a small bit in Godzilla. So these are the four characters in the movie, and this basically is a fictional meeting in a room at the Hampton House in February of 1964, celebrating Muhammad Ali's win over Sonny Liston, okay? So I'm not going to go too deep into the whole outline of it because that's what the fuck you're supposed to watch the movie for. But this is a fictional depiction of what could have happened on this night. This was a real night that happened. You know, Muhammad Ali did, in fact, win this title, and Malcolm X was, in fact, one of his best friends. I ain't mad at you. I mean, I'm not mad at you for that. Can you imagine having Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X go into a diner together, just chopping it up, kicking it? You know what I'm saying? Those are two very influential and powerful Black men of their times. So for them to be best friends, in a sense, and to have this monumental moment, in addition to having Jim Brown and Sam Cooke be friends with them as well, is just mind-blowing, okay? So this originally is a screenplay, and it sparked this memorable moment. And then there was a photo that actually did take place. Malcolm X is taking a picture of Muhammad Ali after his win at a local bar by the hotel that they were staying in. So shout out to Regina King, okay, because she directed this. This is her directorial debut. This is the first project that she's ever directed, and it's amazing that we have a Black woman, okay, a Black woman, a Black queen, telling the story and the triumph and the glory about a Black man. Hello. Now listen, I ain't gonna sit up here and do the most when it comes to that conversation, because y'all know what that conversation be about. But don't ever in your life think for one second that the Black woman don't have the Black man's back, okay? Because that's all we know. And even when we hate y'all, even when we're upset with you, we will always stand by your side, period, okay? So I really love the fact that Regina went ahead and created this powerful depiction of Black media, capturing four of the most influential Black men of that era. And honestly, still of this era, if you want to be serious about it, you know, you've got people still to this day, young generations quoting Malcolm X. Jim Brown has been in tons of movies and films over the years since that night. Muhammad Ali is an iconic athletic figure. So we were able to kind of get a glimpse into what it would be like to, for one, being a black man during that time era and being a powerful black man. Okay. Okay. I don't think y'all understand the pressure in itself of what it is to be a black man. Okay. There's always all of these factors that are coming into play. But for you to be a black man of power, of influence, and to have this control to an extent over people, it gives you a type of flexibility that you have to be aware of and you have to manipulate. And to me, that was really the theme of kind of the media for me and what Regina was trying to say, as far as when you have this type of power, when you have this type of leverage, you have to use it effectively. Okay. You have to use it wisely. My favorite part, was when Sam Cooke actually performed Change Gonna Come. Realistically, Change Gonna Come came out before this historical night. But if you watch the movie, you will see that within this night, all of these men had a very in-depth conversation about their stature in the world at that time and how they were using their power to influence the treatment of black people. Okay, so there's a moment in the movie where Malcolm X kind of gives it to Sam Cooke, and in relation, Sam Cooke produces this music to be, you know, this kind of insight on black culture, even though in real life it had already happened. But that's the powerful message here. So I'm not going to go too deep into the movie because, again, y'all need to see that for yourself. I would highly recommend it, especially my black men, my black kings. Y'all need to watch that. Watch it with your sons, your brothers, your father. Let it remind you of your influence and how important you are to the world and to the future. Okay? Don't ever think for one moment that your imprint does not matter. So overall, I would give it a 9. I honestly love the movie. Why isn't it a 10? I think for me, I wanted more in the ending of the movie. There was a lot that was going on in the middle and beginning, and I guess that was the point of it. I just wanted a different ending to portray. That's the only thing about it. But it's a great movie. It was beautifully written, beautifully captured. Another aspect, and I ain't gonna say no more about it after this, but another aspect too I loved is that Regina mentioned the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's practice and teachings. And I think that if you weren't aware of the whole backstory with Malcolm X in the Nation of Islam, this kind of gave you more insight as to why Malcolm X separated himself from the nation after learning about Elijah Muhammad and the type of things he was doing. Never let religion and these, you know, powerful people influence you in the wrong way and make you believe that things are right when you know that they're wrong. That's all I'm going to say on that. That's all I'm going to say on that. It's important for us to see this representation. You know what I'm saying? It's important for us to see black men in powerful positions and talking about powerful topics, talking about influence and change and progression. So often we get caught up in this depiction of a limit that black people or black men can reach. And we need to remind ourselves that we broke limits way, way, way back when. You know what I'm saying? We broke barriers way back when. So never think that there's a cap on success or there's a limit of how far you can go. Next up, Beyond the Wire. So this came out this year, 2021 as well. Okay, Netflix special, fuck you talking about. And this actually had one of the highest number ratings on its opening weekend, quote unquote, on Netflix. So this has Damson Idris, okay, Franklin Saint, okay, better known as, aka as, fuck you mean, Franklin Saint, okay, he played Lieutenant Thomas Sharp. And then we have Anthony Mackie, okay, who played Leo. Now, for those that don't know, Anthony Mackie is definitely a veteran in the black cinema world. We're talking about Papa Doc, okay, from 8 Mile, because I don't give a fuck what you say. He gonna always be Papa Doc. So I was very excited to see him in more of a professional role. He also was in Black Mirror in that gay episode that everybody was talking about a little while ago. So if you remember him from that, that's also him as well. So the plot is set in the near future. A drone pilot, Damson, is sent into a war zone, finds himself paired with an android officer, who is Anthony, to stop a nuclear attack. So initially, Damson Franklin, we just gonna call him Franklin because, I mean, let's just be real, that's who he is. Franklin basically, you know, went through this detrimental attack, and he didn't listen to orders and was sent kind of as a punishment, kind of like an exile, and this would avoid further repercussions. So it was okay. It was okay. I'm not going to say that it was great. I'm not going to lie to you. For me, the storyline was kind of fuzzy. It wasn't super entertaining all the way through. So I didn't really like that aspect about it. I think that they could have written it out just a little bit better. But I love seeing Black sci-fi. I love seeing Black people in those types of settings. Anthony Mackie, again, Papa Doc. You know, he is a robotic soldier in a sense. So we get to see him, you know, be this animatronic type of superhero. We get to see Franklin in a different light as more of a suburban person versus him being the boss, you know, in Snowfall. So I kind of liked seeing this switch of power figures within these actors. So that was nice, and that was refreshing. But overall for me, I think that the theme really was you can't do everything alone, in addition to trust your instincts, because people will disappoint you. There was some deception that happened in the movie, and to me that was the climax, really at the end of the movie, and it kind of put things in perspective as far as trusting people. So you definitely want to make sure when you're maneuvering through life and whatever you do, you are trusting your instincts in that setting. Scale 1 to 10, I would give it like a 7.5. I would still recommend it just because, again, that Black representation in sci-fi is amazing. These are both amazing actors. I think that they portrayed their roles very well. They just didn't have a lot of material, unfortunately, to work with. So there you go with that. Yeah, it is on Netflix still, so you guys can check that out as well. I think it's like almost 2 hours. So again, make sure you're just following the storyline, making sure you're keeping up with everything. But I'm happy to see, you know, Franklin kind of spread his wings and get into different roles, because it's very easy for Black actors to kind of get stuck in one type of role and one type of depiction. And again, we need these recognizable faces for representation so that they can continue to do different types of cinema and different types of media. So we've seen him do this drug pen aspect. Now we get to see him do this soldier aspect, you know, this commander aspect, really broaden his horizon and be more than just one type of actor. So make sure I check out Beyond the Wire, because it was fire. Just taking a moment to shout out my new segment, Press Play, the hottest top 10 video countdown in the Chicagoland area. If you want to be featured on the next segment, make sure that you are following me on Instagram, RobinE93, and you're tagging me in your latest video. Press Play airs every Sunday. Check it out. Next up, I saw American Skin. Okay, yes. This actually came out in 2019, so it's only ironic that it's actually 2 years old at this point. But of course, they weren't giving it any promo, so we had to tune in at a later time. I actually had to end up renting the movie on Amazon to watch it, but I didn't mind patronizing because we need to be seeing that type of shit. Nate Parker, okay? Birth of a Nation, Great Debaters, just two of the favorite movies that I love him in. But he played Lincoln Jefferson, the main character. Omari Hardwick from Power was in there. He played Amar Scott. Sierra Capri, she's from the My Block series on Netflix. She played Kai. Theo Rossi. He's from Luke Cage, Sons of Anarchy. He played Officer Dominic Reyes. And then Shane Paul McGee. He played Jordan King. He was the main narrator doing the project in the movie. And then Tony Espinosa. He's best known from Pen 15. And he also played a young Nat Turner in Birth of a Nation. So he was the son that got killed in the movie. So basically, the plot is a Marine veteran loses his son after he is killed by the police, who, of course, are found innocent. He then takes matters into his own hands. So this is kind of like John Q meets Birth of a Nation, if you want to be honest. I find it very ironic that Nate Parker has resurfaced in another dominating role in Black cinema. Nate Parker really deserves his flowers because he's been taking on a lot of historical roles and representing the type of forward momentum as Black people we need to be living in every day. So if you've never seen Birth of a Nation, it's based on the Nat Turner story. I ain't gonna get too deep into historical, content because y'all need to go research that. But I find it ironic that, again, he's playing this kind of, rebellion stage. The story of Nat Turner revolves basically around a slave rebellion around his slave masters and going on, a rant killing slave owners. Here in this modern day form, his child was killed and justice was not served, so he had to go ahead and take matters into his own hands. I'm not going to go too deep into the ending of the movie. Check that out for yourself, okay? But I do love that analogy there of this kind of rebellion within Black people. And I think that Nate Parker did that deliberately to remind people again of a rebirth in a sense of historical people. We always see these images online about how Black people keep coming back and all of these historical figures in our past life that, have similarities to modern day people. Nate Parker actually looks a lot like Nat Turner. And for him to play that role and then play this role for me was just very powerful. It just made me more intrigued into the storyline and more intrigued into what he was trying to do. This type of representation is shunned by Hollywood for numerous reasons. They're so worried about Black folk, creating a rebellion, even though we just seen what the white folk did at the Capitol, okay? Even though we just seen what the white people did. And another thing, because now I'm about to get started, the number one terrorist in America is white supremacy. Those are the number one terrorist groups in America, according to the FBI. Okay. Federal Bureau. So still we're stuck in this time warp of the majority culture feeling like Black people are the problem when in fact it is the white people. No shade, no pun intended. That's just cold, hard facts right there. So we get into this whole ideology of how we need to be taking justice into our own hands, which is what Black Panther and a lot of the other rebellious Black people have done within our history. And that's given us strides to an extent. Now, you can feel how you feel about the situation, but unless you are Black, unless you are someone that is of Black descent, you will never understand what it's like to constantly see Black people killed by the police all the time, regularly. This is a regularly thing. And I feel as though the majority wants us to be desensitized to it. They want us to be comfortable seeing it so that we don't rebel, so that we don't go out of pocket, so that we don't do the most. But we have to constantly remind ourselves that this shit ain't right. And if we need to get our own justice, goddammit, we will. So for me, that was really the basis of the movie, an eye for an eye type of situation, because that's where we're at this point when it comes to the killing of Black people by police. Okay. I don't want to encourage a war, but if we're talking about how Black people can prevail, how Black people can overcome injustices, a war is the only logical solution. And I'm only going to say this because America was built on racism, okay? America was built on racism. The laws that are part of the system, the judicial system and the, legal system, they were not created for us. They were created to ban us. They were created to keep us in check. There's a moment in this movie, American Skin, where his son is talking about these laws that the Supreme Court is listing, okay, in regulation to how you can deal with police. These laws don't pertain to black folk, and they should have a clause in the fucking Supreme Stature that says if you are black or minority or POC, okay, people of color, this shit don't apply to you, because we all know good and goddamn well that if you resist from an officer as a person of POC, you will be killed, you will be detained, you will be charged. There's no positive outcome that's going to happen in that situation. So again, we get to this topic of how can black people survive in America? How can black people survive? We're still in slavery. We're still in a modern form of slavery. There's still limitations on how much freedom we have as a fucking race, as a culture. And American Skin, again, reprises this whole issue of what it means to be American, what it means to be a citizen here, what it means to live here. We're living next door to white people. We're working with white people. We're feeding white people. We're eating white people's food. They're eating our food. We are cohabitating with these people. And yet, when it comes down to shit like this, it's still black and white. So I would highly recommend for everybody to see this movie. I'm not going to even say only black people. White people need to watch it, because there's a lot of realistic depictions of how a lot of white people feel in America when it comes to black people. Okay, then we get into the whole ideology of law enforcement and the fucked up training that goes into play in law enforcement, and how these people, these men, these women, whomever of white descent, get into this power position and abuse it to the fullest extent and don't feel sorry about it. That's the fucking problem. White people, listen. I'm not racist, and I love anybody that treats me with respect and dignity. But white people, you need to do better, period. We can't get ahead unless you're starting to acknowledge your power. And the minute that you start acknowledging your power and flexing it for the benefit of black people, the closer ahead we can get, the more we can overcome. But you have to be willing to take that bullet. You have to be willing to be a face for that, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10, wholeheartedly. Make sure that you watch it all the way to the end. Make sure that you really dive into the movie, because again, it has a lot of hidden messages that are in there. It's a lot of realistic depictions. And this is 2019. This is a type of scenario that could possibly happen right now. And it's scary for some people, but it's reality for a lot. And we're tired. Black people are tired. We're upset, we're tired, we're fed up, and we're getting to a point of reparations that far precede 40 acres and a mule. You understand? It's over that mountain. It's reached that point. So I would highly recommend that you guys watch that as well. So that is my Black Media review for all of you. Those are some amazing movies and representations I would highly recommend for you guys to watch and check out. I will be dropping another review next week on some more Black review. We got Bridgerton on there. We got Sabrina on there. We got a lot coming your way. Of course, make sure you tune in for Press Play, which will be airing Sunday live on my Facebook. As always, y'all, thank you for tuning in. Peace out.